Now, a room where you would put your clothes is a what? A room where you would put your clothes would be a... Do you have those in this house?
You mean to dress up?
A room where you would hang up your clothes. Do you have those in this house?
Yeah, that's what I see. Right, see that? That's the width of my clothes locker right there.
Uh-huh.
Right back of that to that other door over there. That's a clothes locker there just for me. That's for my purpose. It's full of clothes hanging on there right now.
Yeah.
You can go look at it. You can't hardly put another piece in there. That's for my work clothes and dress clothes. But the top shelf, the rack in that is clothes like this.
Yeah. When you work, what do you wear most of the time? Just
khaki clothes.
Did you ever wear things that would cover you all, you know, had bib?
No, I wore this ton of clothes here.
Uh-huh.
In my working days, because I went to work at the yard, and after World War I, I came back to my job in 1922, I believe it was. I took over the yard. Took charge of the yard as a foreman, you understand?
Yes.
And I didn't have to work. All I had to do was to see that the man had the stuff they wanted to work with and see that the work was done. That was about my job.
Yes.
That's all I had to do. And we done a lot of work after the war. We had plenty. When the oil company started in here, we the ones started with people in the oil business. Myself and my boss. We drove the first location here for Texas Company in Bateman Lake. First oil well was put down. I put the first part. That was the engineer where we put the spark that where the well had to go. So that's a good while ago.
Now these things where you pull down the window, these are called what?
What?
To keep the sun out?
No, that's just a shade. Just to keep the, you know, just listen, yeah, it's broke, yeah, but just keep the sun out, the glare out, you see?
Yeah. What about a piece of furniture that had drawers in it that you would put your clothes in? Do you have those? That's a what?
Well, that surfing robe I'm talking about, that we took it apart. You know,
uh-huh.
It was too big, really, to fit in the house, yeah. So that's why we built those lockers, clothes lockers. I took it all apart, and I put it upstairs. It's up in this apartment up here. Got all that stored away out of the way.
Yeah.
That's all made out of white oak.
Yeah, but what do you call that thing there? That's a what?
I don't know what the old lady called that. It's something to put clothes and all kind of stuff in there. You know, it's some kind of a, it's not a dresser, it's just a shipping robe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Some kind of a.
Yes, sir. Well, did you have a room in that house where you would store canned goods or things like that?
Canned goods, that's out in the back over there.
Is it what?
In the kitchen, in the dining room, back there.
Uh-huh.
I don't carry too much of that stuff. I mean, no more than we use, the lady and I, my wife and I. You see those cabinets over there?
Yes.
In the back of the bit goes in there. I got sliding doors in there, you know. All our stuff that we get, like canned goods and, you know, stuff that is not perishable, and that rice and all kind of stuff like that. We keep that in those lockers. I keep the lower shelves in there where she keep her pots close to the stove, you know, you put pots in the bottom of that, and dishes on one side, and that little stuff we buy, we just store that stuff in there. We don't buy too much, so go to the store about every other day, go to the store, get what we want to eat, get fresh. A lot of people, the big family, you know, they got to buy a lot of stuff, they got big freezers, you know, to keep a lot of meat and all kind of stuff like that. We don't do that, we don't.
Yeah.